It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Aaron Pollock. Hey, Aaron.
Hi, how are you doing, Cal?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, thanks. Thank you so much for the opportunity to chat this morning. I really appreciate it.
Nice to catch up to you. You got a new tune called The Truth Is. We'll talk about that in just a second. But first of all, Aaron, why don't you, I mean, you and I have never chatted before, so why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I really like long walks on the beach. I'm a Leo. I live in Calgary, Alberta. I'm a singer-songwriter. I do mostly songwriting for other artists most days. I do a lot of that, and been playing music my whole life. I used to play rock and roll music when I was growing up, and played in a lot of bands. I used to play like some Sublime style ska, reggae, rock kind of stuff. But I grew up sort of surrounded by country. You know, in Calgary, it's there's a huge country music scene here, and I used to work in the Alberta legislature. I have a degree in political science, and so in another life, I was working at a desk and decided to quit that and give music my full attention back in like 2014, and I have never looked back ever since.
Terrific. Also, you've popped up for Country Music Alberta Awards Songwriter of the Year, I guess, too. Is that right?
That is correct, yes. I'm very grateful to be nominated for Songwriter of the Year.
You bet. Yeah, I've seen your name pop up for songwriting credits and whatnot. If you want to drop some names that you're writing for, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. I've been super lucky to write with a lot of great artists. There's one, her name's Lydia Sutherland, who's the current iHeart feature star right now. She's got some songs coming out that we co-wrote together. I'm really excited about. Band named The Prairie States, I work with a lot. They've got some songs coming out that we co-wrote that I'm really excited about. And an artist named Annika, who's former lead singer of Leaving Thomas. She's dropping two songs this month that I was a co-writer on. And one of them is coming to radio. It's called The Death of Me. I'm really, really excited about that song. And she's an extremely talented artist. And I'm really excited that these are coming out soon and that everyone else gets to hear them.
Yeah, and you must be excited about your own project as well called The Truth Is, right?
I'm really excited about it. Yeah, this is a really special song to me. It means a lot. It's definitely one of my favorites that I've ever been a part of writing. And it's just like a really personal, emotional song. And the whole writing process of it was really therapeutic and just really great, and I'm really happy to have it out in the world. We started it like just around 2 years ago, and you know, it's gone through some changes since then, and we've worked on the production and stuff, and I'm just so happy to have it out in the world. It's really cool.
Where do you record your stuff?
I work with a variety of different producers, mm-hmm. But this one I worked with a guy named Dennis Han, mm-hmm. Based out of Calgary. He used to be in a band called Tushine County. Mm-hmm. And we just worked out of his apartment, pretty small space, but he's such a phenomenal producer. We started off like just doing this song at my house, just, you know, with no intention of making a release, just writing for the fun of it, really. And, you know, for the therapy of it, I was going through some stuff at the time, and he just started making this track, and it turned out so great that I decided it was a song that I wanted to focus on and release. And so yeah, Dennis is based out of Calgary. He's an up-and-coming producer. Really, really, really talented guy. I think he's going to be doing a lot more stuff. And you're going to be hearing his name across the scene a lot more in the next few years.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I mean, there's so much going to happen this year. I would imagine during COVID for you, Aaron, it's really a time in which you can just kind of songwrite, right? I mean, you do that full time, so it would be a good time for that.
Yeah, totally. I mean, COVID was obviously a really tough time for musicians, but there's definitely some silver linings. I met a few people during COVID that I would not have met otherwise, and I connected with online, and I am so thankful that I met them, because some of the people I met during COVID totally changed my songwriting career, and I really increased the volume of songs that I was writing, and in doing so, you know, got some cuts with other artists that I really like, and also kind of discovered more about myself as a writer, as an artist, and got to a place that I'm really enjoying with my songwriting. And yeah, I made use of the time, I like to think, and really wrote some songs that I love.
Terrific. How do we get a hold of you on social media, Aaron? What's the best way for that?
Most of my handles are kind of the same. It's at Aaron Pollock Music, and it's spelled AaronPollock at Aaron Pollock Music on Instagram, at A Pollock Music on Twitter, and on TikTok, it's at Aaron Pollock Music.
Awesome, man. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with this new song and your songwriting, and we look forward to these songs that you had a hand in writing coming down the pipe soon.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat today. Thank you so much.
Aaron Pollock on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.